This is a production of the ZTalk Radio Network. The views expressed and opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of ZTalk Radio, its affiliates, or sponsors.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Tear down this wall.
Broadcasting live from ZTalk Studios in beautiful downtown Virginia, Minnesota. It's ZTalk Live with your hosts, Joel Sturgis and Scotty Rourke.
Ah, yes, that's right. ZTalk Live coming right at you. Another week abbreviated ZTalk Live. That's
so,
right.
So, Joel, what if we came left at you?
That's true. You never know. Right, then we'd be in left field. We'd be weirdos. That's right. We would be like the last person I just heard on radio.
We could be center at you, or we can be back at you.
That's true. Dude, I listened to your show. Very good show, by the way, right before. Thanks, that's the buzz. Always, as always, good. The guy was a little crazy, my personal opinion, but that is what makes us all great. Isn't that right, man?
Yeah, it's a place for all opinions.
That's right.
No matter what it is, that's what Z-Talks is all about, is if you have an opinion, you come here.
Oh, I got tons of them. You got time?
No, not tonight. And some other night we could.
And I'd also like to say this really quickly. There might be some rumors flying around about me. I'd like to say none of those are true. And you know who you are if you're spreading them. That's right. So I will hunt you down.
Kapow.
That's right. I'm a hitman. I'm a hitman on the weekend. That's my weekend hobby. But tonight we have Mr. Vince Wilson in the house with us tonight.
We
Scotty.
Don't, do we?
We don't technically have him in the house. He's in his own house, which is the Booth House, which is severely haunted. Hey there, Vince. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Cool, man.
So,
cool.
Vince, how do you like living in a haunted house?
It's actually not that bad. The house, fortunately, has two sections. It's actually the original section, which is over 180 years old. And the newer section, which was built in the 1940s, they had a tavern there. It was later became an antique store. But it's I live in that part of the house, and that's significantly less haunted, if not haunted at all.
Ah, okay. See,
now, Viz, do you leave your equipment set up all day long? That's what I would do.
Oh yeah, I have video cameras set up throughout the house. Hopefully tomorrow night we'll have our webcam service activated, so you'll be able to check it at the website and actually view, the haunted, any haunts and ghosts at the Booth House.
Sweet, that'd be cool.
Wait. So let me get this straight: the ghosts decide where to haunt, and they just don't go in your area, the new area. Ooh, we can't go in there. Otherwise, Vince get mad.
We can't go, my Vince. We might scare him.
Yeah, that's right. Vince smash. I'll get mad because you're in there.
Hopefully they're play enough to avoid my side of the house.
Yes, but they watch you in the shower.
At least I do keep a camera in my bedroom just in case.
Just in case what? I'm not going
to
bring that up.
What? Just in case you get a girl to come over?
I bet in case a ghost appears, I will.
Now we got it. We thought it was just for recreational purposes. which hey, we're not judging.
No, dude, man, whatever. Cameras are cool.
Yeah, cameras rock. We're not judging you, man.
Makes you real famous.
It does really quick, and especially just today on TV, they had Nancy Kerrigan on, of course, and then they had Tonya Harding. Does anybody remember the Tonya Harding love tape?
Yeah, no.
You don't remember that where they made like a trailer porno?
No. Well, I remember there was one. Yeah,
they're talking about that today on TV, about Tonya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan and that whole Olympic scandal. And it was like over, what did that happen, 93 or 94 or something? I know they were talking about it. And it was just funny because you see these two ladies now, and one looks like a total crack whore, and the other one still has gigantic teeth.
Let me guess which one was the crack whore.
Jimmy, Jimmy crack whore, and I don't care.
That's right. That's right. He did crack whore. God, I bet, you know what, we better go ahead and
kick. I've been waiting for that for years.
He's been waiting for that for his whole life. Someday.
Someday I could say Jimmy Crack Horror and I don't care.
Someday.
And it will fit in the conversation. And tonight someday. I found it.
Yes, and you've been holding that little nugget of fun all these years.
Forever.
I'm into it.
Congratulations.
Someday. Someday, if I'm vigilant enough, I will find a way.
We should have a little brass plaque made for him or something.
A
like
brass
that,
plaque.
On.
Yes.
Thanks, Vince. Appreciate it.
God. Wow. You know what?
2010. Scotty Jimmy Crack.
Oh, my God. This is already getting wild and crazy. We have to play Emerald's News before she gets really pissed off and never comes back and does it again. So with no further ado, when we come back from the news, it's nothing but Mr. Wilson when we get back. And it's going to rock.
You're listening to Z-Talk Live Radio News, and this is Tammy Henderson with your news updates. And good evening on this Monday, February the 22nd of 2010. And this is your Z-Talk Live News Updates with the good news and the bad news and the weird news. It's a mixed blessing as credit card reform may shock some. Your next credit card statement is going to contain an ugly truth, how much that card really costs to use. Now, thanks to a long-awaited law that goes into effect Monday, you'll know that if you pay the minimum on a $3,000 balance with a 14% interest rate, it could take you 10 years to pay that off. Jaws will drop, said David Robertson, publisher of the Nielsen Report, a newsletter that tracks the industry. He said, I don't doubt for a nanosecond that it's going to give a lot of people a sinking feeling in their stomachs. And that's not all will make them queasy. During the past 9 months, credit card companies jacked up interest rates, created new fees, and cut credit lines. They also closed down millions of accounts. So a law held as the most sweeping piece of consumer legislation in decades has helped make it more difficult for millions of Americans to get credit and made that credit more expensive. It wasn't supposed to be this way. The law that President Barack Obama signed last May shields card users from sudden interest rate hikes, excessive fees, and other gimmicks that card companies have used to often drive up the profits. Consumers will save at least $10 billion a year from curbs on interest rate increases alone, according to the Pew Charitable Trust, which tracks credit card issues. But there will be a catch. Card companies had 9 months to prepare while certain rules were clarified by the Federal Reserve. The credit card companies did use that time to take actions that ended up hurting the same customers and consumers they were supposed to be helping. A New York City terrorism suspect cites subway attack plan. In New York, a former Denver airport shuttle driver admitted Monday to a plot to bomb the New York City subways, saying he was recruited by Al-Qaeda in Pakistan for a martyrdom plan against the United States. He says, I would sacrifice myself to bring attention to what the U.S. military was doing to civilians in Afghanistan, says Nabazullah, 25, and he told this to a federal judge in a Brooklyn courtroom. The Afghan native pleaded guilty to conspiracy to use weapons of mass destruction, conspiracy to commit murder in a foreign country, and providing material support for a terrorist organization. He faces a life prison sentence without parole at a sentencing in June. Zazi said he went to Pakistan in 2008 to join the Taliban and fight against the U.S. military, but was recruited by the terrorist network and went into a training camp. He admitted building homemade explosives with beauty supplies purchased in the Denver suburbs and cooked up in a Colorado hotel room, then driving them cross-country to New York City just before the 8th anniversary of the September 11th terror attacks. Heroes actor Adrian Pasdar has been charged with a DUI. Los Angeles court records show actor Adrian Pasdar has been charged with drunken driving, and his arraignment is scheduled for later this week. The 44-year-old actor was arrested January the 27th after authorities say they spotted him speeding and veering off
two lanes of traffic on a Los Angeles freeway. He was charged with one count of driving under the influence on Friday, and city attorney spokesman Frank Matillion says Pastar's arraignment is scheduled for Wednesday. The actor's manager, Will Flaherty, declined to comment. Pastar plays Nathan Petrelli on NBC's Heroes. He's married to Dixie Chicks singer Natalie Maines. The Guinness Book of World Records is saying an Arizona Great Dane is the tallest dog ever. That's right. Tucson, Arizona, 250-pound blue Great Dane from Arizona gives new meaning to the term big dog. Guinness World Records says Giant George from Tucson is the tallest dog ever on record. Guinness said Monday that he stands 3 feet, 7 inches tall from paw to shoulder, which is 3/4 of an inch taller than his closest rival, Titan, a great white Dane from San Diego. The 4-year-old Titan took the title of world's tallest dog in 2009 after Gibson, a great Dane from Grass Valley, California, died of bone cancer. Guinness officials say there were conflicting reports about Giant George's height, so they sent a judge to verify it. The 4-year-old is owned by David Nasser. In Avanza, Czech Republic, Czech medical staff are being disciplined after a foot-long surgical instrument was found in the abdomen of a woman who was operated on 5 months ago. The patient was 66-year-old Zendikova, who complained of severe abdominal pain following a gynecological operation at a hospital in the southeastern town of Avanza. Gacompa is seeking compensation over the error, claiming staff initially tried to cover up the mistake by saying there was nothing they could do but recommend painkillers. She says, "I told the head surgeon that if I had no pain, I would not be complaining, and I'm not a hypochondriac," she said, adding she had requested an X-ray but was told this would be needless exposure to radiation. Sadly, these kind of stories are all too common with medical mistakes. So if you feel like there may be a medical mistake made in your situation, always seek help. In Pine Lawn, a suburban St. Louis woman has been arrested after police said she shot at her husband when he refused to give her some of their tax return money. Pine Lawn police said the unidentified woman was being held on a $75,000 cash-only bond on suspicion of first-degree assault and armed criminal action. It was not immediately known whether she had an attorney. Police said she followed her husband to work Saturday morning at a barbershop and fired when he refused to turn over any of the money. The bullets missed the husband. Investigators said the woman then went to St. Louis and threw the gun in a sewer. She turned herself in after police contacted her. Pine Lawn Assistant Police Chief Daniel O'Connor said the woman felt more than justified about the shooting. Just a really odd news story. And that's it for your Z-Talk Live news updates for February the 22nd of 2010. Have a wonderful week ahead.
Wow, that was, thank you, Tammy. I want to thank you, as always, for contributing every week for our news, and hopefully we get you back really soon live, and we're going to jump right back.
She says she'll be back next week.
I know, she says that every week, though.
I'll be back next week.
Go back to work. Yeah, and then she never comes up. She never shows up. You know, she's stringing me along is what she's doing.
I think so, dude.
She is. She's a woman.
Don't most ladies do that?
That's just about to say. Hey, she's a woman. They always do that.
Yeah, to you.
Yeah, to me. Yeah, absolutely. To Vince, I'm married.
And I, no way.
No. Oh, no, no. You guys are studs. No. Yeah, that's what it is. You guys are totally studs. You know, all that kind of good stuff. Well, anywho, Vince here, before we went into the news, Vince is the curator of the Booth House, and give us a little bit of history on the Booth House and how it became so darn haunted.
Well, the Booth House is over 180 years old. It's one of the oldest houses in Harper's Ferry. We have confirmed that at least 12 people have died there. We're not sure about the reasons yet. We're hoping for a murder. Cross your fingers.
Ooh, I got them crossed.
Yeah. But the over the years, it's gone over. It's burned down. Well, at least partially. A little, you know, at least when the first floor had caught on fire, and we had the floorboards had to be replaced in some of the walls. Wow. And there's one of the more mysterious things we found out recently about this house is that it has missing space. There's actually sections in the house where it doesn't make sense how much space is there. Because, like, for example, the front museum area, there's this wall, and then you go around the room, it's too thick. It's 5 feet thick. That means 5 feet or about 40 to 50 square feet of missing space in there.
That?
Almost like another small room is gone.
Ah.
Now, yesterday, we actually had a friend over with a thermal imaging camera, and we aimed it at this wall, and we could see support studs for the wall, and that was it. We could not see any kind of structure that would justify. So there's like empty space in there. We're very curious now what's on the other side of that
wall.
So
you have a 5 foot
dead bodies
wall. Yeah, man, that's the dump them all.
Cool. Yeah.
What you need to do is take a sledgehammer and go ahead and poke a hole. Then patch just it when you're done, of course. But
yeah, just like that Haunting in Connecticut movie where they stacked up all the bodies in there.
Yeah, cut a hole in there. See what's in there.
Well, we might be able to do that from the other side, not from the museum section, but the wall on the other side is just a closet, so it's possible we could do that from that side.
You know, all right, when I come down, we're going to tear it out.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We're going to be in there.
I'm bringing my tools.
Yeah, you don't want Sky to bring his tools, so you better have tools on site, because he will. He'll bring like a whole truckload of tools. Not only will he tear it down, he'll rebuild it for you when he's done.
That's true. And,
build you a new house.
Norm Abrams will be with me, so him and I will be doing a this old booth house.
Yeah, this old haunted house.
This old haunted house.
Hey, how do you make your haunted house haunted?
God, here's one of your classic possessed walls here.
Yeah, we got this right here. This classic possessed wall here, and we're looking at it right now. And as you can see, it's not as haunted as it could be. So what we're going to do is we're going to be going downtown to find us a hobo. That's right. You heard it right, folks. We're going to be finding us a hobo. Most people don't miss a hobo when they go missing. His name is Marvin, and he gets really mad and eat pizza in front of him. Well, so we're going to go ahead, and we're going to go ahead and fill that wall with a dead body. Now watch as we do this.
That's right.
Oh, man. You stuff them in there. We're get
sick.
In there.
I'm sick, dude. We're watching way too many horror films, guys.
Yes. Yes, we have. Yeah, absolutely. I would agree with that. Thank you, Netflix. I have unlimited horror movies that I could watch all day, every day Netflix.
That's bad for YouTube.
It's horrible. Yeah. It's horrible. Netflix is it's a curse and a blessing all in one.
Damn you, Netflix.
Damn you. It. I screamed to the heavens. Yeah, damn you, like Netflix.
Khan, like Khan from Star Trek.
Oh, dude.
Netflix.
You can't go wrong with $10 a month for everything you can watch.
See, I do the red box. I go for a buck.
Mm. Well, I even like have it worse. I have the Roku box.
Ah, yes, I bought one of those. Actually, it's on its way.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Scotty, it's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. But it makes you even more addicted to
but
it.
But Scotty, the red box sucks compared to Netflix. I have like 300 movies in my queue.
Oh really?
I could watch them all day if I wanted to.
See, this way I have a. Have a chance to go down because our red box is near Harbor Freight Tools.
Yeah, so. I know, but if you had Netflix, you could just go to your computer.
But then I can't buy tools.
True. Then you couldn't be Norm.
Harbor Freight's main office is like 20 miles from me, by the way.
Oh, really?
Oh, we'll have to check that out while we're there. Oh, that's
we're so tearing down your house.
And that's worth the detour right there. So
I like to take you to the Booth House Foundation today.
Yeah, we went ahead and we found ourselves. That's right, folks. We found ourselves a severed head. That's right, in the foundation. But we're not going to tell anybody that we found the severed head. So that they might ask questions. It doesn't matter that it looks like someone very famous that no one really likes that much. But hey, we can't, never mind.
That's too funny.
Here's the thing. Yeah, this is going to be a fun show, folks. This is what we kind of call one of those let your hair down folks, because one of those shows. Vince is actually a good friend of both Scotty and I, as many of you know. And he's also a host right here on Z-Talk Radio. He has, you have Ghost Tech, the show, and you have another show that I'll be involved with that we will unveil when the time is right. And
yes, unveiling.
Unveiling, that's right. And it's going to be rocking stuff. It'll be something totally different than what people are used to. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And even Scotty's going to get in on the fun, whether he wants to or not.
Oh, I'll be in on it. I like fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to beat you to death.
I'm one of those guys that just tags along.
Hey, Scotty.
I'm that guy that shows up in all your pictures. You know what? We went down to We went down to Bobby Mackey's. Every time anyone's taking a picture, there I was.
You're just that guy. Oh, look, there's Scotty Rourke. Yep. No, oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, did you
moon in every picture?
Did you moon anybody?
You're the ghost.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So getting back on track here quickly, as hard as it is. with the Booth House, you have a series of events coming up, don't you?
Yeah, we have a couple of conferences. The grand opening is March 6th. We're really excited about that.
That's just a few days away.
We have a conference on the 12th and 13th. It has Dale Katzmarek, the well-known spear photography expert. He'll be lecturing there. And then, of course, we're doing, we'll have more details forthcoming, but we have a big, big event coming up in July of 2010. And some good friends of mine are going to be there.
Cool. Cool.
Really excited about that. So we have the Booth House is also available for paranormal investigation. What we're trying to do with with this property, the Haunted Cottage, is try to make it available for as a research facility. You can rent the entire place out for a night, a weekend, or even just a few hours.
Oh, cool. And that's a good idea.
Yep, and the prices are very reasonable, not like the other places are trying to, stab you in the back, off your arm and a leg.
So if right. I came to you, Vince, and I said, hey, I want the Booth House for a whole night, what kind of price range would I be looking at?
Well, as long as you bring a minimum of four people with you, it's only $80 a person for 12 hours.
Wow, that's great.
That's pretty good.
Yep. Yeah, that's very good.
But Eastern State Penitentiary is $25 an hour.
What?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? $25 an hour to run around an old prison? Just go and get arrested. Then you can investigate all you want. I'm not advocating anyone getting arrested, but I'm just saying.
Yes, you are.
$25 an hour to wander around an old dank prison? What the hell? Do they at least give you a pizza?
That's right. And we'll give you you get unlimited free coffee with that deal, too.
Oh, good, good. And
now you can't say that because that's all I drink is coffee, so you'd be out of business.
Then Vince will actually be cooking, that's right, baking, rather, chocolate chip cookies.
yummy. All right, I'm there.
Yes, he has some Christmas cookies he's been saving for this event.
Yeah. Oh, they're all gone.
Oh, they are. Okay.
Oh, those are gone. Look,
that is just. Now, I'm just reading in the chat room. Dave from Paradigm Shift says that the Birdcage Theater in Tombstone wants $1,000 for one night.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? a grand for one night to kick around an old place? I mean, come on. It's getting crazy. You know what? I'm half tempted just to buy a haunted house, or make it haunted if I have to.
Yeah, exactly.
And charge ungodly amounts of money to people.
See, not like Vince. I mean, that's reasonable.
That's really reasonable. $80? Come on.
Even Bobby Mackey's charges less. Doesn't charge that much.
Yeah.
And some of these places just go crazy, and I think that's a shame because the bigger places like that get the really whacked out groups though too.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So maybe it kind of limits the.
It covers the damages.
Yeah. Because don't you think like every whacked out group in the world goes to like Waverly?
Yeah, I've never been to Waverly.
Me neither.
And I really haven't. I really have no desire to go.
So what do you think of it, Vince? Is it really what it's all cracked up to be?
Actually, the only place I've ever been to or actually experienced a apparition haunting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Wow. Then maybe, Joel.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It's just so overhyped,
Well, I'll be honest with you. I am critical of Waverly a little bit in the way it's managed. Okay. The property itself, I think, is awesome. I think it really is a haunted location. It's just that I think that's probably why you have some reservations about it. It's not so much that its reputation is true or not. It's that it's about being haunted. It's that how it's run is not that great. It's overpriced. You oftentimes you have to share it with like 30 or 40 other people, and you know, it's not well kept either.
Yeah, well, it's just a money making scheme at the end of the day. I mean, in my opinion, I have to say, in my opinion, it just seems to be that way, and I could be wrong. I could be totally wrong, and if I am, I do apologize. But here's the thing: you don't webcam a place up, you don't go through the steps that they've gone without, and marketing it the way they market it, not to make money. It's clearly a money making venture.
Well, it could be a money making venture and be good at the same time, but it's a money making venture and it's bad.
Well, that's even worse then.
It's just not doing a good job at it. You know, the Booth House, you know, we only charge enough to pay for rent and maybe have some extra dollars over to buy some new equipment and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's just like our conferences, you know.
And that's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah. There's conferences out there that charge $175 to $200 per person.
That's nuts.
In our conferences in Harper's Ferry will only be, and you know, only ever no more than $25.
That's cool, man. That's cool. Because like you said, $175 for a conference to hear the same old tired people saying the same old tired stories. Yay! Where do I sign up for that?
Yep. You can go there and hear about the cat people.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, look, he's telling the story.
You know, that happened to me once where a lecturer actually said that he was visited by cat-headed people.
Cat-headed people.
Yep, in his youth, yeah.
Was this individual partial to maybe recreational drugs?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Cat-headed people. That's crazy, man. That's crazy. That's almost as bad as the Mr. Microphone incident. That's absolutely nuts, man. That's whack. That is whack. But here's the thing, cat-headed people, I don't know. That's just crazy. Well, anyhow, getting back on track, with the Booth House, you said 12 people have died there, and that's been documented. You don't know whether there's any murders there, and the reason why it's called the Booth House is because John Wilkes Booth himself was there, was he not?
Yeah, according to local history, the... you know, John Wilkes, you know, Booth stayed there several times. You know, he was now one thing that's kind of foggy though is that whether or not he was visiting a family member, we haven't confirmed that his family actually owned the house, or if he was visiting a friend who stayed there. But you know, clearly a celebrity like John Wilkes Booth was at the time, you know, they knew that when he visited. You know, when he came here. So that's pretty well documented that he did visit the house.
Yeah, yeah.
But whether or not his family owned it or just a friend of his, we don't know.
You don't know whether it was actually a family-owned property or whether it was just a friend. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So it got the Booth House only because Booth was there for a short time.
That's correct, yep.
Okay. So it wasn't like he grew up there or anything or, you know.
Nope, he was just a visitor.
Yeah, ate his first cornflakes or something there. I don't know. But,
yes, with Mr. Kellogg's himself.
That's right. He was hanging around, too. What the hell? You know, yeah. You know, yeah, he was there giving people enemas. You know, I saw the movie.
Cornflake enemas?
No, you never saw it. What was that movie called? Road to Wellsville.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Road to Wellsville.
And it kind of depicted the cornflake people, the Kellogg's guys, and they're big into enemas, apparently.
Yep. Yeah, they were. That was their whole thing. They were at a sanatorium, actually, really.
Yeah, every time
Too bad they burned that one down. Yeah. Battle Creek would really have a big haunted mansion.
You never know. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of great places throughout history that didn't survive, and so we're really blessed to have this landmark in such good shape.
Boy, but would you really want to investigate the, you know, a place where they had so many enemas at?
No, it might be a sticky situation, man. Absolutely. Yeah.
But it smells like, oh, never mind, on radio.
It smells like something pooped in here. What's up with that? Come on.
But strange paranormal smell.
God. But on that note, we're going to go ahead and take off the break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the Booth House, because there's also a strange story about the hanging. That's right. There was a hanging going on in that area that made John Wilkes Booth all mad. And we'll be right back after this.
station identification.
You're listening to ZTalk Radio Network.
Operating frequency
on ztalkradio.com.
From the imagination of author Stephen Wren, radio producer for Haunted Voices Radio, and the director of Tennessee Paranormal, a new fiction series based on pirates and the paranormal, Jeremiah Balloon and the Amulet of the Siren. According to a recent review by ParanormalNews.com, there are misty visitors, ghost pirates, orbs of light, astral projection, secret societies, spiritualistic entities, missions of the human soul, which make it a truly enjoyable read. Now available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Borders, Books A Million, Tower Books, and more. Or visit Jeremiah on the web at jeremiahbloom.com or the author, Stephen Wren, at stephenwren.com. Jeremiah Balloon, an amulet of Osiris.
In all the wrong places.
Every year, over 3 million healthy dogs and cats are put to death because there simply aren't enough homes for them. Thousands more die from abuse or neglect. Those are grim statistics, but there are things you can do to help. First, please spay or neuter your pets. There are low-cost spaying and neutering programs available to help you with this. Next, support animal shelters and welfare organizations. Donations of money are always welcome, but there are other ways you can help too. Donating an old blanket or unused insulin needles to a pet rescue may not seem like much, but something as simple as that can help a great deal. You can also donate your time as a volunteer. Animal shelters need help with everything from walking dogs to helping match people up with the perfect pet to taking photographs of the animals for adoption websites. Finally, if you have ever had a pet, you know how much they can enrich your life. If you have room in your home, lifestyle, and budget, please consider adopting another pet. For more information on what you can do to help, contact the Humane Society of the United States at www.humanesociety.org or your local animal shelter.
We're the station that beats all the competition, and we'll prove it as soon as we hear any competition.
You're listening to Z-Talk Radio Network.
Talk Radio coming right back at you, or left, right back at you, depending upon who you are. If you're Scotty Rourke, yeah, definitely left, right back at you, because everyone knows everything from Scotty comes out left field. We're back. We're right back here with Mr. Vince Wilson. Vince is the curator of the Booth House. And Vince, why don't you go ahead and tell us the story about the famous hanging that happened in Harper's Ferry that led up to a lot of the Booth House, you know, that's significant to this house?
Well, the hanging involved John Brown, the notorious, infamous madman abolitionist. Being an abolitionist was a good thing, of course, but being John Brown was not. You know, he was certainly, insane. And he did a raid on Harper's Ferry to try to break into the armory there, and during the raid he was captured. Brought to trial and hanged only a few weeks later. John Wilkes Booth, attended that hanging. And he probably stayed at the haunted cottage during that time, mm-hmm. according to stories.
Wow.
Well, how did this Brown guy get caught and convicted, and what did he do that was so horrible?
Well, he was part of a massacre in Kansas in which they mutilated a bunch of pro-slavery fanatics, and then they made their way to Harper's Ferry in order to take over the town, use the armory in an attempt to try to free the slaves of Harper's Ferry. And he said that God himself told him to do this. He heard voices in his head.
Wow, he had the big green light from the big man to do this, all this stuff. Now, he was a savage, though, right? I mean, he'd disembowel people.
Oh, yeah. He said, nobody knows if he did it himself, but he certainly, his crew did, and they slit their throats and then disemboweled the fathers of wives and children as they watched.
Oh,
you know, say, hey, kids, come out here, take a look at this.
Hey, kids, fun for the whole family. They ain't silly buddy.
It's like going
with
to the circus.
Yeah,
yeah.
Watch your dad grow. No, God, oh my God! Can you imagine that? Hey, kids, want to have a good time?
It's like called evisceration.
Yeah, evisceration. Wow. And so, anyhow, he makes his way to Harper's Ferry after being just a bad guy. And he gets the armory in Harper's Ferry. And what happened at the armory that went horribly wrong? Because obviously, something had to go wrong if he was caught.
Well, he didn't expect there to be any sort of retaliation. They didn't have any sort of police force or militia or anything like that in Harper's Ferry. So he thought it'd be an easy job, but the townspeople themselves rose up against him, and they quartered him in over at what's called John Brown's Fort, which actually was a firehouse, and that's where it was him and his son and a few of his raiders got caught in there. His son was killed, and apparently, interesting story is that during the battle, the son was wounded and dying, and he said, "Father, kill me. I can't take the pain." And he says, as his father looks at him and says, "Sometimes you got to die like a man."
Sometimes. God, the only time. Sometimes you got to die like a man. I love that line.
And sometimes you got to feel like a nut.
Yes, how many times am I going to die, Dad? I mean, do I have another chance maybe later to die like a man? Right now, I don't really feel
like
that.
Maybe he was a zombie dude.
Maybe he was.
I love zombies.
Oh, yeah. I do too. And so John Brown went on to become a local hero, right?
Yeah, that's right. Especially with not to get into politics, of course, but they made him a heroic figure, even though he was like nutcase extraordinaire. because he is probably at least partially responsible for starting the Civil War, because he created a lot of animosity from between the North and the South. The North, you know, angelicized him, while the South demonized him. So it was, you know, it was like tension because of that raid. If the Civil War probably would have happened later anyway, but it would have happened later instead of at that time.
So, how many people were in his raiding party?
Oh, gosh, if I remember correctly, it's something like 21.
And how many guns were at their disposal?
Thousands, tens of thousands.
And was there any ammunition on site?
No, there wasn't.
What? They find
not well thought out plan.
Tens of thousands of rifles, but no ammo. Oh yeah, yeah. They just found 10,000 clubs.
Yeah, well, the townspeople
clubs.
Yeah, the townspeople started doing is they started like throwing rocks and nails and stuff like that in their musket. In fact, one guy named Dangerfield Newby was actually shot in the throat by a 9-inch spike.
Oh,
yeah,
you're gonna have a bad time. Yeah, that is not cool. 9-inch spike. Wow.
Yeah, and he went around like this with the rest. They're coming right for us.
Yeah, yeah. And then in the crowd, you heard this for some reason.
They're coming right for us.
They're coming right for us to cripple fight. Yes, that's right.
With the tracheotomy thing.
Yeah, they're coming right for us. Can you imagine the guy going to McDonald's and all those things? I like a Big Mac, please.
Considering it was like 1859, it must have been like one of those steampunk trees.
Yes, it was. It was one of those ones that, yeah, it was steampunk. But yeah, you had to wind it up first before you could talk. It wasn't so, very good, you know.
So he was the one that started all the steampunk stuff, huh?
He did. He invented it. Okay, so now I suppose he was expecting the slaves to fight by his side once he freed them against the townspeople.
Yeah, another part of this, not well thought out plan was the idea that somehow the slaves would find out about it and then come into the mountains of Harper's Ferry and, you know, join in their own, helping with their freedom, as if like how is that news was supposed to be spread exactly? Were the slave masters supposed to grab them in the backyard and say, "Hey guys, by the way, if you'd like to, you can kill me and go to Harper's Ferry and join this raid to destroy the South."
There weren't you. There weren't exactly cell phones or even two-way radios back in those days.
There weren't even a wire or there wasn't even a telegram.
A string. Yeah. The best you could do is a string with a can. That was high-tech equipment.
Yeah, that kind of technology.
Yeah. Here, listen, I got a phone call from you.
It was pretty much, communication at the time pretty much, consisted of, "Hey, you!"
So they end up killing everyone in the raiding party, I imagine, but him. And
a few of them survived, but all of them were hanged.
Okay, but they all stood trial, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And they were all found guilty. And those are back in the days, I imagine, when the judge's gavel fell and they said, "Well, you're dead. You were dead like minutes later."
Well, it was a couple of weeks later, actually, that they hanged him. But, yeah, they needed to get a protection force together before they could hang him. That's the only reason they did it expediting so, even more quickly. But, yeah, it was like 3 weeks later. Oh, by the way, he was actually caught by none other than Colonel Robert E. Lee.
Oh, really?
Yep, that's right.
Ah.
They gave him a choice. They said, you can surrender now and we'll promise that you'll live, but in jail for the rest of your life or not, we're going to take this to the next level. And he turned that down.
Wow.
Well, yeah, so they hanged him and made him a martyr.
Well, that's great history lesson. I didn't know that whole story. That's kind of cool, man. Thank you for sharing that. Now, what personal experiences in the booth house, shifting gears here quickly, have you experienced yourself?
Well, so we've heard, me and some other investigators have heard footsteps. Someone said the other day that they heard, they felt breathing in their ear. There's been voices, conversations taking place where you can't trace where it's coming from. One of the weirdest things that happened was that when some investigators were coming over, I sat down and watched. I was watching The Illusionist, and I stopped the movie when he got there, and I was looking for the remote control. I couldn't find it. I assumed I just left it on a tabletop or in a couch cushions or whatever, like we all do sometimes. And I turned it off, turned the TV off and DVD player manually, left the house for a little while, let them do some investigating, Came back in the morning, and the remote control was on the top of the DVD player. So I called him later. I said, you know, how did the investigation go? And he said it went great. They're looking over the evidence. I said, by the way, thank you for finding the remote control. And they said, yeah, you know where we found it at? They said, we found it, you know, in the furthest room away from the furthest room upstairs with on the floor with the batteries taken out and the back of it taken off.
Wow. So they tried to mess up your remote for you.
Evidently, maybe they didn't like the movie.
Maybe they didn't. Maybe the illusionist wasn't, you know, their cup of tea. Maybe they would have liked it better if it would have been like, you know, the assassination of John Brown or something.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, would have liked it better. Now you've had all this stuff happen, and you do plan to rig the booth house up with surveillance technology, right?
Yeah, it's already got surveillance cameras in it. We're going to make it available on the web. So you'll be able to go to the website, and you'll be able to watch, you know, and do investigating from your home.
And your bedroom webcam will not be included, right?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah, I wouldn't imagine.
No, that's pay-per-view.
That's right. That is pay-per-view.
Come on, Vince, you got to make some money somewhere, dude.
$20 a month.
Yeah, $20 a month.
I already bought a subscription.
Yeah, to see him get up in the morning, you know, scratch his crotch, and then walk away.
Sweet.
Wow. Yeah, that's worth $20 right there. Look at him go. He must really have an itch this morning. Wow.
My eyes, I'm burning.
My eyes are burning on the sockets. And you have a website for the booth house, right?
Yeah, thehauntedcottage.com.
There you go.
HAUNTEDCOTTAGE.com.
Or you can just go ahead and if you're on the Z-Talk radio website, you can click on Vince's Ghost Tech banner for the show, and that will take you to the Ghost Tech website, and I'm sure that you can get to the Harper's Ferry website through that as well.
Yep, that's right.
So you can get to it multiple ways if you're kind of out of position and you still want to check it out. Just go ahead, or you can always email Vince. Vince, what's your email address over there?
Vince@thehauntedcottage.com.
There you go. You can get a hold of Vince if you want to get your group in there for a once-in-a-lifetime chance to really get in there and see a piece of history that is, well, not too many of those left.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Now, from what I understand, the slaves' quarters are still intact on this home, and that's very rare.
That's correct, yeah. The slave quarters is right above our library area. And it was a hearth at the time, and they kept them up there with the chimney from the fireplace would run up through the slave quarters and keep them at least warm enough to live during the winter months. And they probably during the spring and summer they probably lived off the house's property.
Yeah, okay.
Still on the land, but not their land, but not in the house.
They keep it just warm enough to keep them alive.
That's right.
Oof! Talk about a living right there, you know. That would suck.
That's right.
Especially no Netflix.
I know. I agree.
That'd be horrible. I couldn't fathom that.
Yeah.
You know.
No Netflix.
Yeah. How deep is a fathom?
A fathom is actually it's 12 midgets deep. By the way, if you were to take 12 midgets and put them end by end, you'd
I'm
have
just
a
coming
fathom.
Out of left field, like you say.
Absolutely. You never know when Scotty's going to attack, and that's one of those moments where he just attacked. Now, the events that you're having, this is absolutely open to the public. Well, not open to the public. They have to pay to come to these events. But like you said, what, $25?
Yeah, just 20. Actually, for the one in March, it's only $20.
Hell, man. You could find that in the cushions of your couch.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, it gives people an opportunity to see real investigators, not just the Hollywood types.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, which is something that you don't see a ton of anymore. Yes, thank you. 6 feet is one fathom, huh?
That's right.
Okay, well, thank you for correcting me on that. Yes, I was probably right then. When I should have said three midgets.
Yeah,
And I would have been more in the ballpark.
You must have.
Sorry, all your poor midgets. Sorry about that. Little people, rather. Sorry. Don't want to offend anybody. Absolutely not.
No, please don't.
We don't do that here while we only offend ourselves. That's right. We have fun offending ourselves. We defile ourselves very good at that. But
defile yourselves?
We defile ourselves.
We do that too. We file ourselves.
Absolutely. File it right in the cabinet. Don't you know? But God, sound effects city over there. Wow. We're getting back to the Booth House and its history. How big is the Booth House in total?
That sounds like something from the Gong Show or the.
Here's another weird effect of this house is actually it looks bigger on the inside than the outside. Everyone says that. It's about five bedrooms technically. It's huge. It's pretty big. It's pretty gigantic on the inside, and but everyone looks at it from the road, looks like a small little cottage. When you go inside, there's all this floor space.
And do you plan to live in the old part of the house too?
I'm living in the newer section.
But why don't you move into the old part?
It's cold all the time in there.
Well, it's haunted. Come on. Yeah, of course it's cold. But it's natural.
Upstairs we use it for the, it's for investigating. On the first floor it's the museum and library. There's just no room to live in there anymore.
So when people come over to do the investigation, you can just kind of let them run around, do whatever they want. You go to the living area, watch a movie, and let them knock themselves out.
That's correct.
And that is sweet. Talk about easy money.
That's kind of cool.
That is nice. That's a nice little feature of the house that allows you to do that.
Yeah, we even have a meeting space, made available to them. You know, they can sit down and they can just chill out while their equipment runs and their EVP is being recorded. They have a couch to sit on. They have access to a library. They can read books on, stories about hauntings from the past years.
And it's going to be all paranormal books, right?
That's right. Over 300 books.
Over 300 books on nothing but the paranormal. And sweet. Yeah, and then you're also going to be serving cookies and coffee. So, I mean, it's a great deal.
Probably not.
Probably not. Come on, man. Come on. You got to throw the cookies in.
And we'll have coffee mugs for sale, too.
You will have coffee mugs. Yes, with your face on them.
The house on it.
With Vince Wilson's face on them. They're called the
Those birth, are collector's items.
They're called the birth control mugs.
He's been waiting his whole life to use that joke. Actually, good job.
Ready? There's in the nearby camp store actually has a big poster of me on the wall, like Vince Wilson, local ghost hunter, on it. So already embarrassed by that.
Oh, see, you're so famous.
Look at that! Look at that! That's cool, man. No, I really admire what you're doing. You're saving a piece of history.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing is we're trying to reverse the entertainment stigma attached to ghost hunters the past 10 years or so.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck with that.
You said it with a little bit of cynicism in your voice, I think.
Well, no, just good luck, man. Good luck.
With that,
yeah, go ahead. Let us know how that works out for you. Change the whole culture. That's right. Yeah. Go right ahead. But trying to change that is very admirable. And I cannot talk tonight, folks. It has been a horrible night tonight. I have a migraine headache while I'm doing the show. And so that's why we're only doing 1 hour with Mr. Vince Wilson. And we got about 7 minutes left there, Vince. So why don't you go ahead, shoot out there where you can be heard, where you can be seen, and where you can be contacted.
TheHauntedCottage.com. Go to TheHauntedCottage.com. www.TheHauntedCottage.com.
What about your zombie fetish? Come on.
Oh, Lord. If you want to know about zombies, go to zombiewalkers.com.
And what is a zombie walk?
A zombie walk is a...
Is like this.
Yeah, they'll lurch around.
Ladies and gentlemen, the real sound effects guy from the police academy.
There you go.
That's my guy. Got your work.
Yeah, that's right.
The zombie walk is a charitable event where you get a whole bunch of people together to walk like a zombie. you know, and you bring canned goods or donations for a good cause.
Cool, man. Yeah. Cool, and you get lots of people doing it.
Oh yeah, we've got you know, I think it was the biggest one we did had over 50 people, but Philadelphia, where they filled, you know, near Philadelphia, where they filled, you know, the Night of the Living Dead, they get thousands of people.
Really, and they're all big Romero fans.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
These the best zombie movies were Romero movies.
Oh, by far. Come on, Romero's God.
I don't know, but Shaun of the Dead is like one of my favorites.
It's pretty good. It's not bad. Zombieland is pretty good too.
Yeah, but Zombieland, you know, doesn't have true zombies in it. They're more like angry, really angry, rabid people.
Really? I thought they were really zombies.
See, I have
undead. They're not undead. Yeah.
I watched the Creepy Puppet Project.
Wait a second,
Matt Fichtner.
They're not undead.
They are undead. Everybody's undead, dude.
Not Zombieland. They're not undead.
What are they?
They're like rabid people.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Then they can't even call themselves Zombieland. Then what the hell?
Yeah.
That should
be rabid people land.
Yeah. That's false advertising. Come on. Oh, come on, man. That's crazy. That's crazy. Anyhow, it's a good movie either way. Even though Woody Harrelson is a little weird. God bless Woody. Because
remember, smoking pot is bad for you. It makes you stupid.
That's right. And soon after he filmed Zombieland, he attacked someone at an airport thinking they're a zombie.
That's right. He sure didn't heck did.
He did. He's a vegan, you know. So, you know, those vegans go a little wacky now and again.
Oh yeah,
they need that protein. You know,
there are people who watch too many Disney cartoons and think that animals actually talk when you leave the room.
They probably do. They probably say, "God, I hope this guy eats us." Oh, sick of living here.
Yeah, not enough protein in their diets. That's why they're not that smart.
So what you're saying is vegans are dumb.
Yeah, they can't argue the point.
Yeah. He went in there and said, yeah, they are dumb. They can't argue a point. Went for it. Instead of saying, well, I didn't say they're dumb. I just said that, you know, they didn't have protein. That was good. I like that, Vince. Yeah, you know, way to just go ahead and offend a whole demographic of people.
And you can't, don't write me emails saying vegans aren't dumb because you're not smart enough to argue otherwise.
Yes, send your hate mail to Vince.
Sending me an email, you're proving my point. So
zombiecottage.com. And I also want to, I just clicked on a link here. Our good friend Dr. Dim, I've never seen his work before, and I'm at his website because he put it in the chat room. I just want to say there, Jim, very good work. Very good work. Great graphics work. And so I just want to give you a big, thank you on that, and we might even have a project
to our
resident
for you. Skeptic, right?
That's right. That's right. We might even have a magazine project for you down the road, if you're interested. But anyhow, we got 3 minutes left. We've been having a great time, Vince. It's been an absolute blast. We're gonna book you again for the show, especially when the conferences become closer and closer and closer. And who are the speakers so far at the July conference?
That's top secret until March.
Oh, really?
Ooh.
Okay, so well, we
March 14th it will be revealed.
Well,
we'll have to have you on to reveal.
Yeah,
it.
We will. Yeah. Well, okay, March 14th. That will the Monday right after March 14th, because I don't think we're fortunate enough to have March 14th fall on a Monday. But the 15th, which is a Monday, you're going to be right here.
That's right.
And you're going to be going ahead, and you're going to.
I'll tell you what, I'll save the announcer for the 15th then.
Do it right here in Z-Talk Live.
That's right.
Excellent.
Do it right here in Z-Talk Live. We'll have you right back here March 15th. You heard it here first, folks. He's going to tell you exactly who's going to be there, who's going to be speaking. And as we get closer. Sorry, folks, can't talk tonight. As we get closer to this great event, we would like to also probably book most of these speakers to come on the show.
Yep, definitely.
Yeah, and so that would be a great opportunity for all of us to do that. But until then, gentlemen, we got to get rolling. I know it's abbreviated Z-Talk Live tonight. Vince, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight.
No problem.
And we will have you again. Don't forget, folks, March 15th, Vince will be right back here to go ahead and announce who is going to be speaking at this awesome
conference. And we'll do a whole show on it.
We'll do a whole show, we promise. We might even go 3 hours if we feel up to it. Who knows what happens? You never know. But until then, folks, see you later.
This has been a production of the Z Talk Radio Network.